Mississippi Real Estate Headlines. New Mississippi Property Records Search Tool consolidates owner, deed, and lien data. PropertyChecker.com has launched a Mississippi-specific portal that lets users search property records, owner information, permits, purchase history, deeds, taxes, loans, and liens in one place. MS real estate professionals can streamline due diligence and client research without jumping between multiple county databases or record systems. Add https://mississippi.propertychecker.com/ to your closing and prospecting toolkit for faster property intel. Mississippi Real Estate Headlines. ProntoWeb Real Property Tax Inquiry now available for MS Real Property Tax searches. A web portal allows users to search real property tax records and view receipts with browser cash clearing instructions available if display issues occur. Real estate professionals in MS can quickly verify property tax status and access receipts online to support transactions and due diligence. Access the portal at htdsm.ms/customer-portal/clear-your-browser-cache if receipts fail to load. Mississippi Real Estate Headlines. Mississippi Realtor Commission Rate Sits Below National Average, Survey Finds. A February 2026 survey of local real estate agents found the average commission rate in Mississippi is 5.66%. MS real estate professionals can benchmark their own commission structures against verified local and national figures when negotiating with sellers and buyers. Review the full survey data at the link below to see how your rate compares. Background and context. A 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers 4 things. 1. Parcel zoning matches intended use. 2. Setback dimensions match the survey. 3. Any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4. Contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most MS jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission. Background and context. Why due diligence periods are getting shorter, and what survives the squeeze? In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies, title work, survey, environmental phase 1, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. Buyers who try to do the same diligence in 1/3 the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. Build a parallel track diligence calendar that runs concurrently and what blocks what. Background and context, when and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most MS jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with 3 comparable sales from within 6 months and a half mile radius, and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before.